there, people of the internet, happy Friday. I hope you're doing well. I know I am. I'm Hyoji Hanzian, and you're listening to a brand new episode of the Artaholic Podcast, the podcast that can get you an art attack. If you're a new listener, hi, welcome. Sit yourself in, grab a hot or cold beverage, chill. And if you're a recurring listener, hi, welcome back. Thank you so much for sticking in to another episode of the Artaholic Podcast. I'm super excited for today's episode. I will be talking about The Social Dilemma, the movie that was out in 2020. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about it. So yeah, as you may or may not know, the 2020 documentary The Social Dilemma raises a number of legitimate concerns about, you know, the negative impacts of social media, the technology as well on our society, but somehow fails to connect the dots from its critique of social media to a far broader set of problems. Now, the danger of the narrow view of this documentary is in the idea that it leaves the audience thinking the problem is specific to social media and nothing else. Now, an idea which is likely to result in scapegoating social media platforms, you know, without addressing the more pervasive underlying issues that are not typically the problem of social media. The social media, you know, is not, the social dilemma is not specific to social media. Now, the same insensitives, and methodologies driving are from problem from the film, spotlights, or from our recurrent life. But it's ultimately the same dilemmas as the one that we talk or see in media, communication that we encounter in the advertising, for instance, or the consumer capitalist version of what we might call democracy. So if you do watch the movie, you would have to think a lot more about not only the fact that it's about social media, but it's also the influence of technology and it's how technology influences social media behavior or social behavior in general. The movie actually does a decent job of enumerating, you know, ways that social media shapes social behavior in general. We can talk about how in the movie they talk about how mobile phones are, you know, everyone has a phone and every member of a household has one, and they did a kind of contrast between past generations where a household consumed the same content because, you know, they only had one single copy of a newspaper, they only had one TV in the dining room or living room, and they all consumed the same content. And it just told us a little bit about the difference between the Walkman, the cable TV, and how it was one content for the whole house, for the whole household, dependent on today, where it's more personalized and isolated in a way. So like today we have a more isolated conception of the content. In the 90s, for instance, you had kids watching MTV in the basement, for instance, where as mom would be watching the news, dad would be watching the golf, and so on and forth. So it's because of this fragmentation that is, you know, it's not a new phenomenon. Like we all, with the beginning of technology, sure, in the 90s, it wasn't all, like, not all of us had phones, but we had separate mediums to use, but like this fragmentation is not necessarily a new phenomenon, but it is fair to say that before that the individual had some sort of connection, whereas now we have a more fragmented, personalized disconnection of our world as individuals. This cannot be good for social collision because of how we it's just like really interesting to see how content and in general how we consume stuff is really dependent on our own algorithm and our own devices. So like you can see pictures of little kids having a phone, whereas old ads would be talking about one product for the whole family, so it's really, really interesting to see. Another point that the movie dives in a little bit more into is consumer software and how it is designed to be addictive and attention grabbing, you know, with elements like the red badges, the infinite scroll feeds, the like button, the subscribe button that is like really easy and helps with the overall just like attention grabbing and always scrolling on whatever timeline you have, which is different from magazine covers, you know, because or the channels have surfing offered by cable TV, if you have that, or basically just TV in general. Now, while media and advertising have long made us, you know, made us use this tactic, they use it in a way that in the media, for instance, with the programming in channels and stuff like that, it's really interesting, but like it's not as important or as interesting as with the internet. The internet enables rapid improvement with the attention grabbing techniques via, you know, different practices and experimentation. With, as I said before, the badges, the colors of most of the apps that we use, feeds and stuff like that, it's mostly colors that are likely to grab our attention. The endless scroll feeds that help us, you know, consume more and more content. So it's really interesting to see. Another point that the movie talked about and was really interesting is how the internet media companies use algorithms to take advantage of ideas. And it's really interesting to see how it's about psychology for them. You know, they use the psychology points that a lot of people and scientists talked about and did research, and then provide them in the algorithms that they use. For instance, the reward pattern of slot machines or the variable ratio reinforcement. And I've read the book Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport. Digital Minimalism: Choosing a Focused Life in a Noisy World. And it was really interesting to see. I have read the book a while ago before watching the movie, but like it's really interesting to see how they both talk about the reward pattern of slot machines, or you know, the different advantages taken from psychology to make it into their algorithms. In that way, it increases addictiveness of their software. The movie also fails, though, to acknowledge that all content delivered over the internet, you know, news, product merchandising, music, Netflix, social media, all of these are pretty much content delivery on the internet, and they all exploit these algorithms. In the movie, they focus on social media, but like, if you think about it, everything is based on these algorithms. It's not only social media. This is one thing that I didn't like as much in the movie, is that they talk a lot more about social media, which is understandable because of how the movie is set to be, but like they did focus a lot on social media and didn't care much about the other you know, elements, I would say, of social in general, of media in general. As I said before, TV, film entertainment, websites, the internet in general. That's one thing that I didn't like about the movie. Another point that the movie does make is the fact that social media leverages friend endorsement to earn a certain way of trust. I mean, they didn't point it as much in the movie, but it is really interesting to see how you are more likely to click or trust a link when it's sent or with the face of somebody that you know. Now, print ads and, you know, TV commercials in general have leveraged a similar tactic by paying celebrities, for instance, to be the face of a certain brand, because that would make you as a person and as a consumer want to trust the brand, because the face, even though it's a celebrity, you don't know them personally, but you've seen their faces, and it just makes you a lot more easier for you to endorse the brand or the product that they're using. So like, it's sort of an endorsing product recognition tactic. In the movie, they don't delve quite in deep into that topic, but it's really interesting to see how when it comes to politics, for instance, or social media in general, like, political ads would be used with faces of people that you know, and not just random citizens that would be asking questions, you know, at a publicized town face. It's like the very old vision of, I could trust somebody if I know their face, and if their face is quite something that I've known before. Now, the movie is quite interesting because of a lot of points that they do talk about. So, for instance, they also talked about the reach and speed of the internet and how it can use to be only accessible to very few broadcasters in the TV radio era, because, you know, these are now, they're far more accessible than ever before because of the internet. We can have you can watch all the shows that you had, you can watch all the TV programs and radio online. And one thing that I as a conclusion, I would say, is the problem is not social media. Now, while the social dilemma identifies many of the systematic failures that have been introduced in the movie by social media technology, the movie does not draw the parallel between parallels to similar challenges, you know, that we had with new communication technologies that changed the way we debate in public, for instance, or how we understand people, or how we work and communicate. It's really interesting to remember that the internet or social media is new, but it's just a new way to express stuff, and it has been a lot of other communication tools that have been used. Now, for me, I feel like the social dilemma fails to locate the dilemma as a fundamental challenge of the coordination or the democracy of social media, and it extends beyond the domain of social media. Now, they only focus on social media for most of the movie, so I don't know about that, but as a result, it's like an interesting way to watch a movie if you want to think a lot more about how to fix social media. But, in you know, it's not always, we always tend to blame social media because it's new. I mean, it's freshly new, and it's quite hard to understand a little bit more. We still have challenges to go through, but in the best case, this movie might result in a local solution when it comes to social media, but it pushes the same problems to other domain and medium. Now, I did enjoy the documentary. It had quite interesting points. Maybe it's just the beginning for us to think outside of the social media box and think about other domains and other mediums that can be used, like mass media, TV, radio, film distribution, and many other things. So this is not to say that, you know, the film and the problems that the film does highlight are not as important, but I think that it should be interesting to address these problems, but also look at the other side of the spectrum, if I might say, to understand a little bit more about what's happening and how we can create things. Now, the movie does not propose ideas for solving these problems. It's more of them giving away some of the problems, but not really giving away some solutions, which is weird, especially because it's a documentary and it's supposed to give you a little bit of an answer. But other than that, you still should probably watch the movie if you haven't watched it yet. It's really interesting. The best about Social Dilemma is the interviews, you know, with the creators of the technologies, it was fascinating to me to see how all of them were like, I would never let my kids near this stuff. Like, it was just, it was weird, but also, like, it was a slap to get back to reality. Like, you've gotta imagine this is not too different from how Americans per cigarettes would answer the question, or how, you know, people in the industry are more likely not to let their kids near the stuff, or don't consume their stuff, or expose their stuff to the product they are selling to other people. And I do think that The Social Dilemma does a nice job summarizing the key problems of modern communication technologies, presents the overall democracy, and because it talks a lot about how are we really in a democracy in when it comes to social media and stuff like that. It's worth watching, and it's really interesting because it expands on a lot of social dilemma problems. Now, I feel like the manipulation of how they made the movie was also interesting in a way. So, like, if you haven't watched the movie, make sure to watch it, but also take it with a grain of salt, because there's a lot more interesting documents out there that critique the specific technologies, not only to the techniques and the value, but also take it way above to talk about mass media in general and how it actually inspires us, or rather change the way we consume and how we talk and stuff like that. But as a beginning for somebody that has no idea what's happening or doesn't clearly have an idea, I would probably recommend this movie or documentary, because this film has a lot of, like, it makes good points. I just don't know if I would be enjoying the movie as much. I did enjoy it. Like, it's a documentary, it's like a basic documentary talking about, you know, the issues that happens in social media and the social media sphere, but yeah, I think it's quite interesting to look at if you're curious or want to learn a lot more about the technologies and how the creators of these technologies talk about it. Yeah, I think you'd have to watch it. I don't like rating films because I feel like that's not fair for the movies nor for the whole team that created the film. But overall, I would recommend it to people if you want to watch it. The Social Dilemma is a great. I think it's available on Netflix for now, which is funny and ironic because they should have been talking about Netflix as well, and how it affects, you know, film distribution. Maybe I'll do a podcast episode of my thoughts on Netflix and the overall streaming versus film cinema. If that sounds like something you might be interested in, let me know. Also, if you have any other ideas or films that you want me to review, or any topics that you want me to talk about, make sure to let me know, either by tweeting us on the Artaholic Podcast Twitter account on Instagram, or just like shoot us a DM, or maybe just like check the website and comment down below. I'll make sure to read all the comments if there's any. Thank you so much for being part of today's episode. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure to rest, stay hydrated. Until next time, peace.